Hello and welcome to Strangecast episode 76.
Are you an old wife?
And I nearly said 67 because my brain is like, how have we done that many?
Yeah, it's a lot.
It has. And first of all, I want to thank everybody for watching last week's episode. That's had more views on YouTube than basically a few of the others combined. It's been quite interesting. We'll check some of the comments in a bit as well. But first of all, I would ask how you are. I mean, I know the answer, but do tell them.
Poor thing. I'm just a bit sick. It's okay. I've just got a cold.
They're not fun.
It's not fun. It's giving me quite bad headaches. But yeah, it's all right. We will power through.
Yeah.
Try not to sneeze into the mic.
Oh, don't do that.
But yeah.
Well, after last week's massive episode, we expect this one to run quite a bit shorter. And we always say that, and it always doesn't happen. So we'll see what happens. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. About your week. Talk about your week.
Honestly, not a lot. But I have been messing more with my Ableton Move. Because as new functions and features come out for it, it's kind of being reinvigorated. That's the word I wanted to use. Both by Ableton themselves and this third-party software that I'm using on it, which is a hack that I mentioned before called Move Everything, by a really clever guy called Charles. It's been really fun. So,
nice.
Yeah, it's been very enjoyable. And it's still at the end of February, and that means that basically Patrick, a friend of mine on Mastodon, has decided that every February we would make one piece or post one piece that we've made on device every day in the month of February. And I've already written mine for the rest of the month, so I just have to post them and publish them every morning. But it's been nice. I've actually had reason to sit down and do something with it. It's quite disciplined. It's quite fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've enjoyed doing that. I was supposed to meet, you know, there's a lot of stuff going around, a lot of cold going around. I was supposed to meet up with a singer yesterday, and she had a cold. Mm-hmm. And then I was supposed to meet up with a singer today, and she's got something going on. And yeah, it's been not happening, so it's been quite a quiet week. But that's okay, I think I need it. So I can look after you instead, which suits me.
Yeah. Probably better that we don't have too many people coming to the house.
Yeah, for sure.
Keep my germs to myself.
I will be seeing a friend on Saturday here, though, apart from that.
That'd
be nice. Okay. Yeah, but I think you can give us an answer to last week. Or did we get some answers for last week?
We did from Tara. She got the answer right.
What did she say? I can't even remember.
The question was, Iceland diverted roads to avoid disturbing communities by... communities of what mythical beings? Was it trolls, fairy, hobbits, or elves?
What did she say?
She said elves.
Oh.
And that is correct.
So is this like a Christmas thing?
No. It's just they believe the elves are there. It says more than half of Iceland's population believes elves exist.
Ah. Well, why not?
So, yeah.
I think it's fun to believe in something a bit different.
I think it's part of their history, isn't it? Like, in Iceland.
I have to look it up. That's quite fascinating to me.
Yeah. So well done, Tara.
Yes.
And the question for this week is, which food was once used as currency by the Aztecs?
Ooh.
No multiple choice this time.
Okay, so you've actually got to put your mind to work.
You've actually got to think about it.
All right, then.
So, comments...
Yes.
So we had a few from Tara. So not just the quiz question. Mm-hmm. She also said that there are at least two different things that they bought for their kids that were really cool. And then they were basically bricked, as you call it. So that was what you said.
I did.
And no, they didn't open source either of them.
See, this is the problem I have with a lot of this stuff.
Mm.
If you make something and then you chuck it, the least you can do is open source it.
Jazz Nash Music said more people like you guys, please, which is super nice.
Yeah, so Jez is
Jez,
one of
sorry not Jazz.
He was one of my music teachers in an RNC when I was there for 2 years.
Oh, that's really nice.
And he just meant so, so much to me. He gave me, actually kind of responsible for giving me the start in music that I have to this day. I've mentioned him a few times. But he listened to us on his dog walk. I don't know if he listens to every episode, but if I point out one, because I specifically wanted him to hear Jake's interview from last week, which if you haven't heard that yet, you really, really should. Go to the end of last week's episode and give yourself 15 minutes to just be really impressed by the boy. He is very impressive. And we got a lot of comments on that.
The next was Steve Wickett.
Yes.
Who said that he really enjoyed listening.
He sort of listened to the whole thing, didn't he?
Yeah. Fascinating conversations. And he also said that he was glad that we still had light switches. And that he would personally hate to have everything linked to Wi-Fi. And he said, Jake, you are an amazing young guy.
Yes.
So that was really nice.
It was a comment heavy episode for once. We love that.
It was really nice. Yeah.
Please do that.
Dangero.
Yes.
I've been talking about the fact that companies are designing tech to fail quickly for a long time, and I'm so glad that the three of you are talking about this stuff. Considering resources do have a set limit in this world, it's more important than ever that people realize something needs to be done about it. Good on you, Jake. You're a smart kid, and good on you. That's to us.
Yeah.
For raising someone in tune with the state of the world. And then your brother, Dwayne.
Left a few, didn't he?
He had a few comments. So he said, there is a growing amount of people who are against things like not being able to use your home thermostat if not a paid subscriber and using the app. And to repair the car internal door handle, you must replace the whole side panel. I believe it's called right to repair because in the USA, certain corporate entities have been actually attempting to pass legislation that makes it illegal to repair a product you own. Louis Rossman is a very vocal voice against this capitalist insanity and is the reason many accounts on YouTube changed their profile picture to Clippy from MS Word 95, because Clippy wouldn't charge a recurring subscription on a car's ability to use cruise control or its auto dipped beams.
Or heated seats.
Clippy was just trying to help.
Or Tesla's heated seats. You had to pay to use your own heated seats. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It is. By the way, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I don't like to say this, but Louis Rossman.
Oh, Louis.
Because he absolutely. No, it's his fault. He shouldn't pronounce his name like that.
Louis.
It's wrong.
There we go.
It's wrong because it's spelt our way.
Yeah, and we're
but pronounced Louis. Totally the wrong way. It's a disgrace.
Dwayne also said, Jake is so very awesome. That is all.
Yeah.
But he did come back for another comment.
He did, didn't he?
That said, 40p. That's how much I paid for a bag. Last time I forgot my 5 bag for lifes and 2 reusable bags that I tried to keep on me or in the boot of my car. I can't remember if it was a normal plastic bag from Tesco or a paper bag from Morrison's. And anyway, isn't paying for a paper bag kind of defeating the whole point of why they bought in the plastic bag tax in the first place?
He really listened, didn't he?
Yeah,
you could tell he listened the whole episode.
He definitely did.
Thanks, bro.
We've also got question ATL.
Yeah, long time friend.
Been a minute since I caught a full episode. Glad you guys have been doing well. I might need to grab one of those Ableton devices.
Oh, yeah.
Love to hear we have some new accessibility come in on them.
The 1 week when you're sick and you've got to read all the comments. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I might just skim.
No, that's fine.
And then the last is Tara again. Oh, and I hate subscription model with a passion.
Yeah. Do you know what? Unfortunately, I'm tied into a few, and I don't just mean the regulars, Disney Plus and Netflix and all that. One of the instrument companies I use called Roland have a subscription called Roland Cloud, and I pay for it yearly. and it is not an insignificant amount of money. I could pay for it monthly at £20, but I chose, because you save a bit, to pay yearly, and it's like 200 quid every November, and it hurts so much.
Mm.
I do the same for Zoom as well. Zoom is like 150 quid. So when you think of subscriptions, and they just add up, you know?
Yeah.
If you don't do this, because you will probably cry, but if you look at your banks and you look at all the subscription things that you subscribe to, it's horrible. And this is the world we live in. It's that thing of you'll have all this stuff and own none of it and be happy about it.
Sucks. Yeah, I agree with you.
It really sucks. And it's funny, you never thought about it like this probably, but you subscribe to electricity as well. Because if you don't pay for it, you get cut off.
True.
One of the earliest subscriptions.
Is that not the same with water?
Yeah. I mean, like utilities in general. Mm. But when we think of subscriptions, we think, oh, modern day subscriptions, they all suck. Mm. But go back in time, way back. And electricity, gas, water, telephone, internet, these are all subscriptions long before we started using that term. Funny when you think about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
So, my dear, are you an old wife? And if so, how?
One day, I think I will be an old wife. Hopefully not just yet.
Nah, you're all right.
So we're talking about old wives' tales. So we're just going to go through a few of the ones that I found.
Also, before you start reading them, I do wonder if they're sort of country specific, because I think that's really interesting. Like, you know,
some
sayings.
Are, and I have found a few from around the world as well.
Oh, amazing.
So we'll look at them. So the first one, which I feel is just so apt for this week.
Yeah.
Is feed a cold, starve a fever.
Yes.
Historically, this is advised, but modern medicine suggests eating well to fight both. So I can feed this cold.
You can. Okay. What have you been feeding your cold?
Lots of tea. And
well, we are Brits.
And we are
I
Brits.
Know that not all Brits love tea, but if you don't, you're just wrong. It's okay. We forgive you.
Just normal stuff, really. Soup, cold things.
Have you used a soup maker this week?
No. I bought soup.
I think, you know what? You should use a soup maker.
Maybe, but I've got like a minestrone soup in the fridge that I should eat.
Ah. No, it just makes such nice soup.
It does make soup.
I'm not a massive soup fan, but...
No, because you have to put meat in your soup for you. So the next one is wet hair causes colds.
This should
you
be obvious.
You probably wouldn't have heard this because you would have had short hair. So I can't imagine your mum saying this to you, but my parents used to say this to us.
It should be obvious. It's obvious to me.
You think it's real or not?
Yeah, I would have thought so.
No, it's false. Illness requires a virus, though cold weather can increase susceptibility.
True.
So, yeah.
That's
you
weird.
Either have the germs or you don't have the germs. You don't catch the germs because your hair is wet. But
oh, no, but...
It isn't good for you necessarily to go out with wet hair.
Well, that's what I meant. More like you could...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like in my head, if you go out and your head is wet, then you're going to catch a cold easier because...
Yeah, you're just making yourself, your body cold and...
That feels like such an obvious thing. I guess it isn't. Huh, what do you know?
So the next is shaving makes hair thicker. This is an illusion. The hair grows back. It's natural texture, not thicker or darker. I think that's... People often say that.
I had heard that.
Yeah. Sitting too close to the TV.
Square eyes. That?
Yeah, it doesn't damage your eyes, but it can cause temporary uncomfortable eye strain.
Right.
But I can imagine if you said that to a kid, you know, don't sit too close to the TV, you're going to get eye strain. Doesn't quite have the same effect of you're going to get square eyes.
No, it doesn't.
Wait to swim after eating.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no evidence to support this one. Cramps are not caused by swimming post-meal. So.
Weird.
Yeah, I was always told this one.
I was always told this. When I was in...
Yeah.
I don't know if it was Barbados or Dominica, but when I went over there for holiday, we had a massive meal before swimming and we waited like an hour and a half after eating. and then swim.
I mean, I think it, again, it makes sense, doesn't it? If you're all full and
yeah, it feels yeah, logical.
Massively full, to then be bobbing around in the sea might make you feel a bit sick, I guess.
Yes.
So we've got some pregnancy ones now.
I've been pregnant loads of times.
Yes, you have. a high or low bump can like determine whether it's a boy or a girl. So people yes. say that a high bump means a girl and a low bump means a boy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is what it is. It's how the baby sits. So I don't think you can say.
It cannot. Yeah, that cannot matter, surely.
Another one that they say is heartburn and hair. So if you have severe heartburn, it indicates that the baby will be born with a full head of hair.
That's just got to be rubbish.
It's weird, right? There's a ring on a string. So a wedding ring hung over the belly predicts the gender by swinging in circles or lines.
Right.
Morning sickness, severe nausea is thought to indicate a baby girl.
What can you say about that? You've had one of each. Like, you're the ultimate candidate.
No, I didn't really get morning sickness that much. Like, queasiness, like, feel sick, but I don't think I was ever properly sick.
Wait. This is important, okay? Does that mean that we do not have a boy or a girl?
We have a nothing.
Well, they'd be shocked to know that.
Beauty theft. So acne or looking worse during pregnancy means a girl is stealing your beauty. Now, I have heard this. Boys, they say that boys are meant to make you look better and girls steal your beauty.
Wow.
Now, I...
That sounds like an emo mum right
wouldn't
there.
Say in my pregnancy that either of that happened. As in, like, I don't think I changed in that respect, but I did, after Alice, have trouble with my skin and all of that. That's when my acne flared up and everything kicked off. Like, I'd never had anything like that before.
Yeah.
But I cannot say that that's because we had a girl.
But that's post-baby, not pre-slash-baby. During baby. That cannot count.
but yeah. Cravings. Sour, salty for a boy, sweet, citrus for a girl. For me, this was the opposite. I craved sweet things with Jake and salty with Alice.
Well, we know that, don't we? She loves her salt. And she does not like citrus.
No, she doesn't. Heart rate. I think if the heartbeat is over 140, it's a girl. If it's below, it's a boy. I don't know about that one. And dry hands apparently indicate a boy, while soft hands mean a girl.
Like the mum's hands.
Yeah.
Right. Because while the baby's in the sack, we kind of don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So now we'll move on to health and cold remedies.
Oh dear.
Knuckle cracking. Jake does this. It drives me mad. Often.
That works.
Often thought to cause arthritis. This is false.
Is the word popularly that you're thinking of?
Yes. Thank you. I can't say it. Garlic in socks. Wearing garlic is thought to ward off cold symptoms, though eating it is better.
Ooh.
I'm not eating garlic.
I like garlic.
Yeah, but not just raw garlic.
Oh, no. That's crazy.
Swallowing gum. Contrary to the 7-year myth, it passes through the system like other food.
Right.
Hot toddy for a cold.
Oh, yeah.
So alcohol does not cure a cold, but it may help you sleep. My dad would recommend that.
What did we take for a cold toddy yesterday? We took something. Well, supposed to help us sleep, wasn't it?
Yeah, that wasn't a cold. That was a sleep. I don't even know what you call it.
I can't remember what it was called. Was it like, it was a cherry thing, wasn't it?
It was Wellguard, sour cherry. Yeah, but I can't remember. I think it's got like magnesium and some other things which are meant to help you have a good night's sleep. And you mix it with water and yeah, it's meant to help.
I think it worked. I mean, I apparently had 7 hours, which I don't often
It says
have.
You need to use it for a couple of weeks to see the full effects. So
I'll keep doing
with it.
Yeah.
We've done the feeder fever.
Yes.
Ice on burns are actually harmful. You should run it under cool water.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that.
Cold compress on head can feel soothing, but is not the most effective way to lower a fever.
They just leave that there. They don't tell you what to do.
No.
Nice.
Weather, nature. We've got red sky at night, shepherd's delight. Often holds true, indicating high pressure and better weather.
Really?
So there you go. Ring around the moon means rain or snow is coming due to the ice crystals. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
I hadn't heard of that.
Ash before oak. I don't know this. Ash budding before oak signifies a wet summer. Vice versa is dry. Oh, so the tree. So an ash Jeez. And an oak tree. Yeah. I've never heard that one either. Woolly bear stripes.
Excuse me?
Thicker brown stripes on a caterpillar mean a harsher winter.
Oh, right. Because nature knows better than we do.
Well, sometimes.
No, I meant that seriously.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
No, not
I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, no.
Cows lying down is often cited to mean rain is coming.
Do they ever? I didn't know they ever lie down.
Yeah. Though it says that they do lie down for other reasons. So, you know.
Lying
sticking
cow.
Sticking doors. Wood swells and with humidity, signaling incoming rain.
Right.
Bees staying home is a sign that rain or thunder is imminent.
Ooh.
Let's go on to good luck, bad luck. Knocking on wood.
We just do that for fun, I'm sure.
Used to prevent bad fortune. It originated from pagan tree spirits.
Oh.
Spilling salt is considered bad luck, remedied by throwing it over your shoulder. We always did this when I was growing up. I don't think they do it now, but I do remember my parents, well, my mum especially, and then it kind of spread to all of us. But only when we were younger. I don't think anyone's done it for a long time.
So if you
spilt salt, say, on the table.
Oh, right, yeah.
You would take a bit in your hand and you would throw it over your left shoulder.
I think
my mum got that from her mum, I think. So maybe it's a Danish, I don't know. I'd have to ask her about that, actually.
If she's listening, she could answer.
Walking under a ladder.
That's just common sense.
Associated with danger and breaking the Holy Trinity symbol. I mean, it is common sense, don't walk under a ladder. But there is that thing that if you do, it's bad luck.
Broken mirror. We also covered that in the superstition episode, didn't we?
Yeah. Broken mirror is 7 years of bad luck, believed to stem from Roman Greek traditions.
We broke one in our first flat, and I don't think we had 7 years of bad luck.
I hope not. I mean, it's been and gone now, so. The magpie salute. Seeing a single magpie requires a salute to ward off bad luck.
What's the one for sorrow, two for joy thing?
That's the magpies. One for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, yeah. Four for a boy, five for silver, six for gold, seven for a secret never to be told.
Yeah.
New shoes on the table is known to bring bad luck or misfortune. My dad is really strict about this.
Yes.
Handing knives, giving a knife as a gift is bad luck. It cuts the relationship. And sweeping prosperity, sweeping dust out of the door is believed to sweep away wealth.
What? How?
You're sweeping it away.
No. Go away.
I don't know.
I mean, right. What happens when you use a vacuum then, huh? You didn't account for that, did you?
You're sucking it up, you're not sweeping.
Yeah, but then you're tossing it out with the bin bags. Bye-bye, wealth.
I think this probably came from a time before there was vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, well, they should have accounted for it, shouldn't they? Hey? Yeah, well.
Right. Okay, so now I've got some from different places.
Oh.
This one is called Fish Head Baby.
That sounds like a track title.
Hmm. And this is French-Canadian. A baby will be born with a fish head if the mother doesn't satisfy her craving for fish.
A fish head. Have you ever seen a baby with a fish head?
No. I mean, I don't know what a fish head is. Does it mean like a pointy head? Because that's often just to do with how long the baby takes to be born.
Yeah.
Like, you know, They've got very soft heads.
They do. They have to form properly.
Cross-eyed baby. This is from Guyana. Wearing high heels during pregnancy causes the baby to be cross-eyed.
Okay.
This is cold remedies. This is... Oh, we've done that one. That's the same. So the feeding the cold and starving a fever, that seems to be like a worldwide one.
Yeah.
Also worldwide is grey hair. If you pluck one grey hair, it causes more to grow. This is false.
Ah.
So if you want to pluck that grey hair, just pluck it. If more grow, it's because they're meant to.
Okay.
The evil eye. This is Turkey in Greece. A blue eye-shaped amulet protects against envious glances.
Does it now?
Yeah. Water ritual. This is Eastern Europe. Throwing water in the direction of someone leaving on a long journey brings good luck.
Okay, I'll ask Jakob.
Whistling. This is in Europe. Whistling indoors is said to call the devil.
The amount of people I've heard do that in long corridors.
Yeah. It's quite creepy though, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
You hear someone in the distance.
Coming whistling. Towards you.
Yeah.
Like they're going to just like derail your face.
Mm.
Nice.
Oak trees. This is ancient Britain, apparently. Oak trees were believed to ward off sickness and bring longevity.
I suppose because the oak is like a long-lived tree.
Mm.
And it's supposed to be seen as like wise and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Stirring bread. This is international. Stirring bread dough toward you brings trouble. Away from you brings good luck.
Towards you?
So when you're stirring, when you're mixing the dough and you're stirring it.
Yeah.
If you do it, I guess what's anti-clockwise, because that's coming down towards you.
Whereas I could go on and on about this, but I won't. But it's going to come down either way, because when
I know, because you're going round in a circle.
Right.
I don't know. Then.
People, this is not a thing. I mean, I love the word widdershins, okay? But, yeah.
Dropping scissors. This is in the UK. Never pick up scissors you've dropped yourself. It doesn't say why. I'm guessing it's a bad luck thing.
So, you live alone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're opening an Amazon package. And you drop those scissors on the floor. Before you get to open it. And now you've got to wait 3 weeks for your next friend to come along. Pick up those scissors. In the meantime, you've stood on them 803 times and cut your foot.
And there's the bad luck.
Wow.
Nighttime grooming. This is in India. Never brush teeth by candlelight as it brings bad luck.
All right then.
What else is that? This is Latin America. This is La Llorona.
Nice.
The crying woman is a cautionary tale often used to keep children near home.
Ah. That sounds like Will o' the Wisp, you know, luring children away kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or sirens.
This one is from Paraguay. I don't know how to say this. Jassi Jatta? A mythical figure who steals children who do not sleep during the afternoon siesta.
Interesting
and then
one.
The last one is Baby Yaga in Russia.
Oh, yeah.
A witch
who
lives in a hut on chicken legs used in folklore to frighten children.
There's a piece of music that goes along with that, I think.
I think that's quite common. I think everybody's heard of Baby Yaga.
Yes. Although I thought it's Baba Yaga.
Oh. It is Baba Yaga. Sorry. That's me reading it wrong. Oh, dear.
So that's your last one?
That's the last one, yeah.
There's a lot of these things. And I can't remember which of them I knew before. But it feels like between that and, what is it, like things your mum told you or sayings, that they just persist throughout history. It's interesting to me. I'd love to hear things that you were told as a kid or you tell your kids as well from
other countries.
Old
wives' tales would be good.
There's got to be some. Quite interesting ones out there.
Hmm.
Be interesting to know those of our international listeners, how many of those you've heard before as well. Because I think, I bet they differ even between like the UK and the US, for example. I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, I know we speak the same language, kind of, but there'll be uncommonalities as well. All right. Is it strange news time?
It is.
All right.
What's so, you the strange news this week is about a thief who breaks into a jewelry store, steals the jewelry, and then flees the crime scene in an unusual way.
Okay.
So this is in Turkey, and the guy himself, who's all caught on CCTV, by the way, you can view this. He uses a forklift to pry open the shutters, manages to get inside where he knocks over the glass cabinet of jewelry, takes all the jewelry that he wants, pops back outside to escape on a donkey.
A donkey?
On a donkey.
Was the donkey on the back of the forklift?
Nope. Donkey was just waiting outside. And off the guy goes on his donkey. And he can be seen riding through the town with his bag of stolen goods on the donkey.
How do you do that?
You just sat on the back of the donkey and off it goes. It's quite a quiet town, so no one was there.
Why was there a donkey there next to a noisy
forklift?
He brought
the donkey. It was his donkey.
Yeah, but the forklift as well. You can't bring both.
I don't know. Maybe he drove the forklift and pulled the donkey along. I don't know.
That's just so
weird. That was his thing. I do have another to go alongside this, though, because that led me to a story in December where a monkey...
An honorary mention.
Yes. A capuchin monkey, which are those really cute ones, like the one that was in Friends, had got hold of a knife and was breaking into people's houses, causing absolute havoc and stealing things.
With a knife?
He had a knife. A knife-wielding monkey steals a coffee pot after rampaging through people's homes.
Well, that's not nice, is it?
No.
Got to give monkeys a bad rap there, mate.
This is in this is in Brazil, and the animal terrorized the neighborhood on a crime spree that lasted for days until he was finally caught by police and arrested.
You don't have to say anything, but anything you do say may be coming in.
Exactly.
Naughty, cheeky monkey. That's really quite funny.
He managed to continually evade arrest.
How does that happen?
Well, I guess he jumps in and out of windows or, you know.
But how did the knife help him get into houses? I want to know.
Well, it wasn't that it helped him get in. I think he got in through windows, but he knew that people were afraid of it.
Oh, I see.
So he would
brandish it.
The knife. Yeah, he would use the knife. You know, monkeys are very clever. They can be trained in all sorts.
That's quite devious, Mr. Monkey.
Yeah.
I'd take my hat off to you, but then you might stab it.
And steal it.
And that's us and you stealing this episode for the week. Yeah?
That is it.
Nice.
We are done.
And you can go relax for a bit.
Yeah.
Well deserved. You've done more talking this week after a cold or during than you would in normal weeks. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I'm going to finish my tea. Anyway, thank you so much for being with us as always. And if you're new and maybe you found us as of last week, thank you for coming along. We hope you stay with us and we'll be back same time, same bat channel next week. Until then, however.
Bye.